High school basketball is on the air.
As Jake Fowler will put it on the floor and dribble out here in the 3-point territory. Fowler looking for penetration. Spins there right at the top of the key. Moves it down to the baseline to Brady Barrett. His pass inside to Brown. Kicks it back out in the corner to Overmiller. Shot good.
Follow the pride.
Here's Sharice Farmer with the ball. Sharice, entry pass. Lexi Schmidt back at the free throw line. Hands the ball away to Sharice. Drives it down the lane. Now to Caitlin Ernst. To Lexi Schmidt back out here at the free throw line. To Chanel Farmer. Dribbles the ball to the basket. And scores.
Follow the thrills.
Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside, Price. He launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it! Gilder hits it! A 3-point field goal! And Gilder wins the state championship! Holy smoke!
Follow the Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We're at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. A couple of undefeated teams early in the season scoring off here in this early season showdown in Class C as we've got the Blue Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia and the Mustangs, Adam Sutton. I'm Mike Will. I'll call a play-by-play for you tonight. St. Cecilia coming in 3-0 in the season. Hawks opening up the year with a convincing 61-35 win over Columbus SCOTUS. They then went on the road and beat Donovan Trumbull 54-39, and also going on the road and beating Blue Hill last Saturday night by the score of 44-33. The Hawks right now being led by Phil Hamburger and Cesar Tino. Hamburger averaging 13 points per ball game. Cesar is averaging 12 points per ball game as they get set for the Sutton Mustangs tonight. The veteran Steve Sponberg, the head man for Sutton, brings his team in here. A record of 4 wins and no losses on the season. Sutton opened up the year with a convincing win over Friends, 64-26. They beat High Plains Community 54-32. They beat Cross County by the score of 63-25. And then last week, on a Saturday, beat Lincoln Christian in Lincoln, a team that they faced in the state tournament a year ago. They beat Lincoln Christian by the score of 38-30. Sutton being led right now by Lance Sponberg and also Austin Rath. Rath is averaging 11.8 points per ball game. Sponberg averaging 11 points per ball game as we get set for action here tonight. Again, a couple of state-ranked teams. Hastings St. Cecilia, preseason ranked number 8 in the Class C1 poll, according to the Lincoln Journal-Star. Sutton is a preseason ranked number 3 in Class C2. Had a couple of minutes to talk with the coaches as we get ready for this one. We'll come back and hear from Kevin Asher, the head man at St. Cecilia, and also Steve Sponberg, the head man at Sutton, as the New Tech Seeds pregame show continues on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seeds, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we're back on the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight as St. Cecilia gets ready to take on Sutton. We'll spend a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia Coach Kevin Asher. And Coach, off to a great start, 3-0, three straight wins here.
Well, you always want to get out of the gates fast, and I guess our kids prepared well in the preseason, and we played well the first 3 games, and now we're on to a next chapter.
Blue Hill was the last one over the weekend last Saturday. Talk about that ballgame.
Well, I thought we played pretty well. You look up at the scoreboard, it's 40-18 after 3 quarters, and you're, you know, but we lost a little momentum in the 3rd quarter. I really saw things where we got a little bit undisciplined on defense. They were getting second shots, weren't making them, but we were up 40-18 going into the last quarter, and I guess you're always happy with that. But then really just kind of didn't play well for about 4 minutes, and you look up and it's a 10-point game, and you're right, they're right back in the game and excited about playing again. So we've got to shore that up. You know, we've been big leads the last 2 games. At Donovan, up 20, middle of the 3rd quarter. Up, you know, 22, into the 3rd quarter against Blue Hill. And, you know, if it's a lack of comfort, whatever it is, we're just not doing a good job of putting people away.
Hamburger and Cesar Chino off to great starts, averaging in double figures for you. Talking about those two guys.
Well, you know, coming into the season, I thought they'd be our leading scorers. You know, we've got a couple other nice weapons on the floor, and that's what frees them up somewhat, where, you know, we can put four or five guys out there that can put the ball in the hole at any time. But, you know, Phil was going to be our leader in a lot of categories. I just, you know, we're asking different things of him every night, whether it's maybe to guard the post, whether it's bring the ball up, whether it's, you know, to score. And one night he goes for five at Donovan, but he does a lot of good things in other areas, and then he has 20 the next night and really put us on his back in the first half. And then, just like Caesar, goes 19 against Donovan and then two the next night, and he was frustrated. And, you know, I mean, it wasn't the Caesar Chino we know, but that's the difference in him getting keyed on. You know, they watched us play the night before, and they knew that he was definitely one of our keys, so they really wiped him out, and he didn't even take very many shots. So we got to do a better job of getting him shot. And then we had other guys step up, too. So it'll all balance itself out. I think we got about five guys that can score around 10 points a game, but those two are going to probably lead us most of the time.
There's a Sutton in here tonight. Mustangs come in. They're also undefeated on the season at 4-0, so it should be a great basketball game tonight.
Yeah, you look at Sutton's been playing these kids, I think, for 5, 6, 7, 8 years. I don't know how many redshirt years they got, but, no, seriously, they've been playing a lot since sophomore year, and, you know, they were really young 2 years ago, and we were really experienced, and, you know, they didn't have a lot of success, but then the last year, the game was a very good game down to the stretch, and we were just able to pull it out. You know, now these kids are seniors, and I'm sure they're saying, hey, it's time, you know, this is our last go around against St. Cecilia. We're not anywhere in the same class or anything, so you know, they're going to come in really hungry, and they're finally healthy, you know, as far as that, outside of one player that they lost for the season. But, you know, they haven't been real healthy against us either. So that now the Spomberg's kid's back, and he's just such a weapon for them and the key to their team. So it's going to be a great ball game.
You guys give up 35 points per ball game. They give up 28 points per ball game on defense. Is this a race to 40 tonight?
Well, I think that's probably what it's going to be. I mean, they're very patient with the basketball, so a lot of times, you know, you look at that and you go, man, they're running 40 seconds off the old clock every time they get it. And, you know, you got to play defense that long. And if you don't play good defense, they usually cash in. And the other end, we think we play pretty good defense. We know a lot about them. And, you know, that's one of our goals, is to play good defense. So, hopefully, with the familiarity of the two teams, you know, I hope both teams shoot well, because if they don't, it's going to be a really ugly game.
Lance Sponberg, you mentioned him for Sutton. What's the key at stopping him?
Well, he just does a lot of things for him. He's very crafty. He's not very big, but he can definitely knock down the three-point shot, and he gets the ball to people in good spots. I noticed he's always under control. He never, ever loses his balance or makes a bad pass or anything like that. So we have to really limit his touches. I just, you know, we really don't want him having the ball from any time they get it on offense. Obviously, that he's going to have it some, but you just got to limit the time he has it in his hands, and hopefully, you know, pick your poison, kind of.
And Austin Rath, he's up there averaging about 11, 12 points per ball game.
Yeah, Austin Rath's been, you know, probably the guy that's played the best against us the last couple of times we played him, because Spomberg kid didn't play last year. And he's as good a shooter as there is in the area. I think he really, you know, shoots the ball well from three-point land. And we've got to do a good job of just, you know, covering them all. You know, they've just got five kids on the floor that you can't have any weaknesses.
They probably want to run down a slow down type of game. Do we want to speed things up tonight and try to get it in our favor?
Well, tempo, you know, a lot of coaches talk about it. They're going to push the ball, but they're very, very disciplined in their half court sets, and you know, run a lot of screens, and a lot are patterned in their offense. So we've got to do a good job of you know, rebounding so we can run. I mean, we really want to push the basketball. Not that we want to shoot fast, but we really want to push the basketball and give ourselves a chance to get out on the break. And, you know, I think depth-wise, that may be the difference. I mean, I don't know. We've got a really solid bench, I think. They've got some kids that come off the bench and play well. I think we're a little better offensively off the bench. But then again, you know, your kids got to respond, because this is the first real test where they're going to have somebody there every catch, and they're not going to get anything easy.
Okay, good.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll have more in tonight's pregame show right after this.
matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back in the New Tech Seeds pregame show, we talked with Sutton head coach Steve Sponberg. And coach, off to a great start. You guys 4-0 coming into the ballgame here tonight. Talk about the four games so far.
Well, we played really well defensively. That's probably been our constant right now. We've challenged some shots, and we've rebounded, at least held our own on the boards against some teams that were a little bit bigger than we are. To be honest with you, we played three teams the first 3 weeks that, were probably decent teams, but nothing spectacular. And then last week going to Lincoln Christian and playing in their gym was a difficult task. But we played them at state last year, so we were a little bit familiar with them. I'm sure they were to us, and it became a defensive battle, and we were fortunate to get a few more to go in the basket than they did.
Yeah, your defense giving up just 28 points per ball game, and that's no surprise for you guys.
Well, we've tried to emphasize that, and our offense has been inconsistent right now, and we're hoping that we can become a little bit better at that aspect. But we got to continue to play well defensively, and I think we've got some kids. We're not overly large, but we've done a pretty good job up to this point of checking out and not allowing people to dribble penetrate on us, and that's become so much of the game with a lot of the teams now is they want to take you off the dribble and get into the paint, and whether they can go all the way to the basket or create shots for others. And we've been able to control that situation at least to some degree. But tonight's going to be a huge challenge in that aspect also.
Lance Sponberg and Austin Rath, the two kids are leading guys in scoring right now in double figures. Talk about those guys.
Well, Lance is a point guard for us. He was hurt a lot last year, and I know he missed the whole football season. He had a baseball injury toward the end and had some surgery. It was a little more serious than what we had hoped, so he was unable to play football. So I know he's looking forward to this season, and he's handled the ball well against pressure for us and kind of can set up some other people. And, he's able to hit some shots off and on during the year. So he's done a nice job. And then Austin Rass, just a junior, and he's a guy that loves the game of basketball, has played a lot. We're trying to get him to play every play. Sometimes he takes some plays off, so we've been trying to emphasize that in practice. But he's an awfully good player and has a tremendous amount of talent. And if he'll play hard like he's capable of, game in, game out, he's a very good player and maybe our best player.
Saint Cecilia tonight, a team that's given up only 35 points per ball game on defense. So is this a race to 40 tonight?
Yeah, it might be. It may be the first team to 40 might win the game. But, yeah, I watched them play. We've seen some film on them and watched them. And they've got some – they're not as big as they have been in the past, but they're very athletic. I mean, they can get out and run. They'll outlet the ball to midcourt. Our transition game is going to be really important. We've got to be able to get back on defense and get the game into a half-court situation because they can run you right out of the gym if you allow that. So I think between that, stopping dribble penetration and then rebounding the basketball are three aspects that we really have to do well if we expect to be in the game against them. But these are games that make us a lot better. You know, we played Lincoln Christian last week down there, coming in here to St. Cecilia, and we got some awfully tough games still ahead of us and in the district and to get to state if we're able to do that. But games like this really help us.
St. Cecilia with Phil Hamburger and Cesar Tino, their two main guns. Talk about those two players. How do we stop them?
No, they're tough. I mean, Hamburger is such a smart player. He runs the show. He's a guy that gets people where they're supposed to be. He handles the ball some along with the Kissinger kid. And he's a great football player, too. Just a great athlete. And so he's a guy that's very difficult to defend. And the Tino kid is a good shooter from the perimeter, but if you come out and challenge him, he can put the ball on the floor and take it to the basket or pull up and shoot the jump shot. So they both have the total game where, sometimes you can give people the outside shot and not allow them to penetrate. Others, you stop penetration and make them shoot outside, but they're both capable of beating you either way. So, we're going to switch people up on them a little bit, give them a little bit different look, and hopefully we can at least control them. You're not going to shut them out by any means, so we hope we can control them, though.
It will be very deliberate on offense, but do you want to play an up-tempo type of game against St. Cecilia tonight?
Well, we want to. We're going to try to get the ball off the boards and get out and run. I think that's one of our games, the things that we do. Our biggest kid's 6'2", so we're going to struggle. We're not going to pound the ball in on people. The Weeby kid inside's been a lot more mature and has played a lot better for us this year and leads us in rebounds, so we still want to get some touches in there. But if they stop our break, which good teams are going to do in St. Cecilia, certainly that, then we're going to have to get into our half-court offense. And then we've tried to be patient and get good shots, value the possession, limit our turnovers, and if we can get good shots and knock a few down and try to be in the game going into the fourth quarter, if we're that, then it becomes down to whether we're going to get a rebound, hit a shot, things like that. So, that's what our hopes are for tonight. Thank you very much.
Steve Sponberg, the head coach for Sutton. Stick around. We'll have more on tonight's New Tech Seeds pregame show right after this.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
At the twilight, let
singing of the national anthem as we get set for Hastings St. Cecilia and Sutton tonight in boys' ladies high school basketball here on the Breeze. KOIQ 94.5, our pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seeds, your yield leader. We'll get you the starting lineups for the Sutton Mustangs here tonight. Samuel Grease will start at one of the guard positions, a 6-foot senior. Grease averaging 11.5 points per ball game, 2.8 rebounds per game. Austin Rath is a 6-foot 1-inch junior. Rath is averaging 11.8 points per ball game and 4.3 rebounds per game. Reed Stone is a 5-foot 10-inch junior. Stone is averaging 3 points and 1 rebound per game. Mitch Carlson is a 5-foot 11-inch junior. Carlson averaging 4 points and 3 rebounds per game, and then Lance Sponberg, the 5-foot 11-inch senior, he is averaging 11 points and 2.3 rebounds per ball game. He scored 17 points in the ball game against Lincoln Christian on Saturday. In fact, he scored 17 out of the 38 points for the Mustangs in that big win over the Crusaders.
Number 20.
For Hastings St. Cecilia, they will go with a starting lineup that looks like this. Mike Hannon is 6-foot 2 and senior. Hannon is averaging 8 points and 1.7 rebounds per game. Matt Kissinger, a 6-foot 1-inch senior. Kissinger averaging 8 points and 1 rebound per game. Tim Skoke is a 6-foot 3-inch senior. Skoke is averaging 4 points and 2.7 rebounds per game. Caesar Tino is a 5-foot 11-inch junior. Tino is averaging 12 points and 4 rebounds per game. The other starter for St. Cecilia will be Phil Hamburger, a 6-foot 2-inch junior. Hamburger averaging 13 points and 5 rebounds per contest. St. Cecilia averaging 53 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up only 35.6 on the defensive end. Sutton is averaging 54.7 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up only 28 points per ball game on defense, 28.2 to be exact. So a couple of defensive teams scoring off here tonight as we get set to go, St. Cecilia and Sutton. That's tonight's pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seeds, your yield leader. St. Cecilia will be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the blue, sitting to our basket to our left. Sutton will be dressed in their visiting black uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the white and the red as we get set to go, and Sutton controls the opening tip. Both of these teams will clamp down on defense tonight. Sutton will be very patient offensively against the St. Cecilia man-to-man defense. Grease has got the ball on the left side, puts it on the floor, dribbles out here, comes over to Sponberg, now to a Reed Wiebe. We saw plenty of Reed Wiebe when these two teams squared off on the gridiron. During this ball, he rushed for 258 yards against the Hawks defense during the football season. So
Sutton will be very patient here offensively. They'll throw the ball around 30, 35 seconds before they look to go to the bucket. Austin Rath back out on top to Greets. A shot for three. Good. Gets a good look at the basket there, and the Sutton Mustangs are out on top 3-0 to score. They used 45 seconds off of the clock in their first quarter on their opening possession. Now St. Cecilia's got the ball as they come back the other way. The Hawks will take a look at this defense of Sutton. They will play a tough man-to-man defense here tonight. Here's a Tim Skoke with the ball. Dribbles once out here in the three-point territory. Goes over there to Phil Hammer. Rainbow pass down in the corner to Cesar Tino. Drives the baseline, puts it up, scores, and he's fouling the play. Cesar Tino takes it in from the left corner toward the goal and scores. He is fouling the play, and Cesar Tino will go to the free throw line here. He's fouled by Reed Wiebe. First foul on Reed Wiebe in the first bucket there by Cesar Tino. And Tino is averaging 12 points per ball game. He's a 57% foul shooter. He's 8 out of 14 from the free throw line here this season. 3-2 is the score. Sutton has got the lead. Tino's free throw is up there. It's going to be good. Cesar Tino hits a three-point play for St. Cecilia. Sam Greece hits the three-pointer for the Sutton Mustangs, and we're tied up at 3 points apiece early in this ball game. Here comes Sponberg back with the ball now for the Sutton Mustangs. The Yost is passed to the near sideline. They get it to Austin. Rath takes the ball down to the baseline. His short jumper is going to be blocked down by Hamburger. The ball battered around is picked up here by Yost. He puts it up there left-handed and scores. Sutton on the offensive glass there. Brady Yost gets the field goal for Sutton. The Mustangs are out on top by a score of 5-3. Sutton is a team that is hitting 47% of their field goal tries so far this year, 23% from three-point territory, and 48% from the free-throw line. Hastings St. Cecilia hitting 47% from the field, 26% from three-point territory, 55% from the free-throw line. So very even numbers here as they meet here in this early season showdown. A couple of undefeated teams scoring off here tonight. St. Cecilia with a ball and cross-court pass intercepted. Intercepted there by Sutton at Sam Greece with the interception, the first turnover on Hastings St. Cecilia. 5-3 the score. The Hawks are down by a couple of points here. Sponberg, a couple of feet behind the three-point line. A shot no good, but an offensive rebound. Sam Greece gets the offensive board, so Sutton doing a great job with the glass here early. Greece driving inside. He has the basketball knocked out of his hands, out of bounds. He lost it out of his hands. He drove the ball inside. A scoop shot in there from the right side of the basket, and he lost it out of bounds. The first turnover on Sutton in the ballgame. Sutton averages only 8 turnovers per ball game. They do a very good job taking care of the ball. 8 turnovers per ball game. They force 22 on the defensive end. 5-3 is the score. Sutton has got a 2-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Here's Hamburger with the ball. He comes across the top now as they look at his Sutton man-to-man defense. That's a Kissinger. Kissinger down to a Phil Hamburger back out here in the 3-point territory. Cesar Tino from 3. His shot is up there. It's good. Cesar Tino buries a 3-pointer from the right side. He's got all 6 points now for Hastings St. Cecilia, and the Hawks are out on top here. 6-5 the score over Sutton. Now down to 5 minutes and 20 seconds to play. They're in the first quarter from the Chapman Gymnasium. Here's a Wiebe with the ball, dribbles to the left wing, reverses the ball, gets it out here to a Sam Greece. Entry pass knocked away from Wiebe, picked up here on the near sideline by Sponberg. Comes back out to Greece, now on the high post to get it to Yost. As he spins it over there on the left side to Rath, he drives to the hole and scores. Austin Rath angles in from the left wing toward the goal and scores as he knocks one home off of the glass. Rath with 2 points in the ball game. Sutton has got the lead now by a score of 7-6. St. Cecilia back with the ball. Matt Kissinger just beyond the three-point circle. Pounds it down low to Hamburger. Back out to Kissinger. His shot from the elbow is no good. Ball is saved from going out of bounds there by Hannon. They're right into the hands of Sponberg. They come back the other way. There's Austin Rath. He dribbles inside. His short jumper good. Austin Rath scores. He's got a couple of field goals and 4 points. And now Sutton is out to a 3-point lead. 9-6 is the score. 4.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter from the Chapman Gym at Hastings St. Cecilia. Matt Kissinger dribbles between a couple of defenders. Cross-court pass comes to Tino. Puts a man in the air, drives for the hole, and scores. Nice fake there by Tino. Put a man in the air. Then there was no one around for the Sutton defense. He took it right to the hole and scores. He's got all 8 points now for St. Cecilia. 9-8 is the score. Hawks trailing by one. Sutton has got the ball back the other way. Austin Rath comes over here to Brady Yost. Now to Sam Greece. Free throw line extended right side. Now to Sponberg inside the free throw circle. There they get it to Reed Wiebe. He drives down his lane. His shot no good. Gets his own rebound. Follow shot no good. Rebound Hamburger. Outlet pass goes to Cesar Tino. 2-on-1 back the other way. He stops at the elbow. Gets it inside down to Hannon. Kicks it back out. Hamburger for 3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. Picked up by Sponberg. Sponberg runs her back the other way. 3-on-2 for Sutton. He goes to Greece. He drives inside. His shot is going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up here by St. Cecilia. Tim Skoke has it. Now we got a kicking violation here. A kicking violation is going to be called on Let's see. It's going to be called on Sutton, so it's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball off of the far sideline. 3 minutes and 27 seconds to play here in the first quarter. It's Sutton out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia in boys high school basketball action tonight. The score is 9-8. St. Cecilia comes back with the ball. Simon Ostrander into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. The hamburger now to Kissinger. Top of the key, drives inside, and a traveling violation is called on Kissinger. Took off before he got the ball down. Second turnover there on the Blue Hawks. 3:17 to play. St. Cecilia trailing the Sutton Mustangs by the score of 9-8. And now the Hawks will attack here in backcourt with the Simon Ostrander. Bringing the ball up for Sutton will be Sponberg as he brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Over to Austin Rapp. Free throw line extended right side. They get it to Sponberg trying to work in the lane. Kicks it out to Wiebe. A shot from 10. Rattles out of there. No good. Offensive rebound. Yost, and he's fouling the play. They're going to get Brady Yost for the personal fouls. He was over the back of a Blue Hawk there. Brady picks up his first personal foul for Sutton. Team foul number two on the Mustangs. So it'll be St. Cecilia coming back the other direction. 3 minutes exactly to play here in the first quarter. Sutton is out on top of St. Cecilia by a score of 9-8. St. Cecilia won the junior varsity game tonight over the Sutton JVs by a score of 45-33. Here's St. Cecilia with the ball in their offensive zone. Cesar Tino has had the hot hand. He's got all 8 points for St. Cecilia. Takes it down on the baseline. Now puts it on the floor and dribbles out here into three-point territory. Matt Kissinger on the far sideline, picked up out there by Austin Rath of Sutton. Kissinger looking inside, still looking. Finally gets rid of it as he bounces the ball a couple of times and moves to his left. Now penetrates inside the paint, stops there, kicks it back out on the right sideline and throws the ball away. They're trying to get it to a Simon Ostrander over there on the right sideline. Simon says it was tipped out. The officials don't agree here. It's going to be a turnover on St. Cecilia, their third of the ball game. 9-8. Mustangs have a one-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. And Sutton will bring the ball back on the dribble. It's going to be Lance Sponberg. Goes over the far sideline to Austin Rath. Feeds it into a Sponberg. Right at the elbow, left side of the lane. They work it back out here in the three-point territory. Yost to Wiebe. Out of Greece as they move it down in the corner again to Sponberg. Dribbles once. Out to Rath for three. His shot is up there. It's good. Austin Rath hits the three ball for Sutton. He's got 7 points in the ball game, and the Mustangs are out on top of the Blue Hawks by a score of 12-8. We're down to a minute and 53 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Hamburger to the near sideline to Ostrander for three. Shots way off of the mark. No good. Ball is tapped out, but it's tapped out there by Kissinger. Trying to tap it back out into three-point range, but nobody home there for St. Cecilia. And the ball goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Here comes Mike Cannon into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. And coming out is going to be Matt Kissinger. 1:45 to play here in the first quarter. AC St. Cecilia trailing the Sutton Mustangs here tonight by a score of 12-8. All the offense so far for the Blue Hawks off of the hands of Cesar Tino. There's Sponberg, turnaround jumper from the right side of the lane. No good. Cannon with a rebound. Down to Hamburger. Here comes St. Cecilia now, right-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe. Down to a minute and 27 seconds to play here in the first. Ostrander, bounce pass inside to Hamburger, tries to return a pass back here. It's tipped, but it's picked up by Hannon. Hannon keeps the ball alive for the Blue Hawks. Now to Cesar Tino. Tino comes across the top to Mike Hannon, right sideline now to Ostrander. Dribble penetration, kicks it out to Hannon for three. Shot is going to be short. Rebound goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Sutton will play things in. So Cesar Tino has got a three, a couple of two-point field goals, and he's also got one free throw. That is it for the Blue Hawks here in the first quarter. Everybody else shut out. We're down to a minute and 7 seconds to play in the opening period. 12-8 is the score. The Sutton Mustangs out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia. And now it's going to be Cesar Tino applying the pressure in backcourt. Why not? Sam Grease brings the ball up here for the Mustangs, brings it into the offensive zone to Sponberg. Lance Sponberg dribbles, comes out down to the top of the key. They've got some Mitch Carlson into the ball game now. The Wiebe, they work it inside to Carlson. Back outside to Greets for three. His shot is up there, rattles out, no good. Rebound comes down to Hannon for St. Cecilia. 42 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Hannon comes to a Simon Ostrander. Into the forecourt now, comes out to Hannon. Out between the rings. As a Sutton stays with that man-to-man defense, there's Hamburger with the ball. Now to Simon Ostrander. Looks at the clock. We're down to 28 seconds to play. We'll see if Kevin Asher plays for the final shot here of this first quarter, trailing in the ball game by a score of 12-8. That appears to be the case here as Simon Ostrander backs out near the 10-second line. Looking at the clock again, we're down to 15 seconds to go. Ostrander now starts to work with the ball, having problems with a dribble against Sponberg. Over here to Hamburger on the near sideline. Now to Cesar Tino. Tino drives it down the left side of the lane, stops, spins, puts up a shot. It's around the rim, falls off, no good. Sponberg with a rebound, launches one from backcourt. It's no good, and that's the end of the first quarter of play.
So all the offense for Hastings St. Cecilia off of the hands of Cesar Tino for the Blue Hawks, the 5'11" junior, and the Mustangs will have the lead after one quarter. One quarter in the books tonight at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia. It is Sutton 12, Hastings St. Cecilia 8.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, boys high school basketball here tonight from the Chapman Gym. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing Sutton by a score of 12-8. The Blue Hawks have the opening possession here in the second period as they work against this man-to-man defense for Sutton. Matt Kissinger has got it. Top of the key goes over to Ostrander on the right sideline. Back out to Kissinger. Swings it left side now to Hamburger. Out here beyond the three-point arc. Now to Ostrander again. Ostrander near sideline. Mike Cannon. Entry pass to Hamburger. The pass is high, but we got a foul called. A push from behind here. It's going to go on Sutton as the Sam Grease picks up the personal foul there. For the Mustangs, that's going to be his first. Or check that, it's going to go on Mitch Carlson. Mitch Carlson picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number three on the Mustangs here in the first half. St. Cecilia has not yet committed a foul. Hawks will play things in. Hannon has got the ball out to the free throw line. Tim Skoke down the right sideline. Brings it back out to the center of the floor to Kissinger. Down to Hamburger for three. Shot good. Hamburger pulls the trigger there from the left side of the lane out here in three-point territory. That's the first field goal other than from Cesar Tino here tonight. And the Blue Hawks are back to within 1 point. 12-11 is the score. Carlson has got the ball now for Sutton out here in three-point territory. Comes over to Sam Grease. Free throw line extended right side. Out to Austin Rath. Dribble penetration. Puts a man in the air. Goes up for the shot. It's no good. Rath gets his own rebound back. Out to Sponberg for three. That one is off of the mark. No good. Battling for the rebound. Foul is going to be called. Reed Wiebe battling down there on the baseline with Tim Skoke, and the foul is going to go on Wiebe. That's going to be the second personal foul on Reed Wiebe. St. Cecilia in the first quarter hit 3 out of 8 from the field, 38%. Sutton was 5 out of 9 for 56%. Mustangs knocked down 2 of 4 three-pointers for 50%. St. Cecilia 1 out of 4 for 25%. Rebounds were dead even at 5 apiece. Blue Hawks turned the ball over 3 times in the first quarter, only 1 for the Sutton Mustangs. One block shot for St. Cecilia in the first quarter. Nothing for the Sutton Mustangs. 12-11 is the score. St. Cecilia trailing by one. Hawks with the ball. Hannon from the right side of the lane. It's not good. Mike Hannon down in the low block right side. He scores. And now St. Cecilia comes back to lead by the score of 13-12. Hawks have scored the first 5 points here in the second period. Now we got a foul called. Sponberg bringing the ball up for Sutton, and he was fouled in a play there by Kevin Ryan of St. Cecilia. That is the first personal foul in St. Cecilia in this first half. And it occurs with 6:26 to play in the second quarter. 13-12, the Hawks have a one-point lead now over the Mustangs. Sutton will play things in. Sponberg has got it to the far sideline. That's a Cole Wiseman who's into the ball game now to Rath. Dribble penetration. The ball poked away. Picked up by St. Cecilia. Ryan back the other way. Driving layup there by Kissinger is no good. Misses the easy one, and the rebound comes down to Sutton. 13-12. Hawks have a one-point advantage. Here's a Wiseman. He pulls the trigger from the left side. A shot no good from three-point territory, and the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Hawks want a runner back the other way. Kevin Ryan, his pass is going to be deflected and intercepted. Intercepted there by Sponberg, the fourth turnover on St. Cecilia. Sponberg gets the ball to Brady Yost. Down on the far sideline, Austin Rath back out to Sponberg for three. Shot is off of the mark, no good. Ball tapped out of there is picked up by Mike Hannon. 5:40 to play here in the first half, 13-12. Hawks have a one-point advantage. St. Cecilia with the ball. Hamburger backs up
Right side of the lane, now spins, puts a man in the air, goes up with a shot. It's good, and he's fouled. Nice shot there by Hamburger. Puts a man in the air, off-balance shot. He goes up there and hits the short jumper from the right side of the lane, and he is fouled in a play. Hamburger now with 5 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia with a 15-12 advantage. The personal foul is whistled on Carlson. That's going to be his second. So now Phil Hamburger goes to the free throw line for Hastings St. Cecilia. Hamburger, the leading scorer on the team, averaging 13 points per ball game for Kevin Asher and the Blue Hawks. Hamburger just a 43% foul shooter, though. St. Cecilia is a team not real whoopee from the free throw line, 55% as a team. Shot is up there, it's good. Hamburger hits the free throw. St. Cecilia now 2 out of 2 from the free throw line in this ball game. And St. Cecilia has their biggest lead of the contest now at 4 points. 16-12 is the score. Here comes Sutton back with the ball. Grease from the top of the key. His shot is up there. It's in and out. No good. And the rebound tapped out. It's picked up here by Lance Schmidt, who's into the ball game now for the Blue Hawks. Schmidt comes over here to Cesar Tino. He drives the ball to the hole, and a double dribble violation. Double dribble violation is called in Cesar Tino. That's the fifth turnover on the Blue Hawks here in the first half. 16-12 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. And Sutton comes back with the ball. Cole Wiseman in there now for Sutton, a 5'9" sophomore playing for the Mustangs. And he's got the ball underneath the basket. His shot is up and in. He went over there on the left wing to Reed Stone, who rockets a pass right back down underneath the bucket to Cole Wiseman. And he lays her in there, the first field goal of the ball game for Wiseman. Here's Hamburger driving down the lane. The ball knocked out of his hands out of bounds. So 4:50 to play here in the second quarter, 16-14. Hastings St. Cecilia holding on to a two-point advantage here in this one. St. Cecilia will play things in. They will stack the right side of the lane here as they will get things in. Mike Hanner now for the baseline. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound goes out of bounds, and they're going to give the ball to the Mustangs. So Sutton will play things in here in backcourt. High school basketball action here tonight on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5. We're at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia tonight for boys high school basketball. The Sutton Mustangs, preseason ranked number 3 in Class C2. Hastings St. Cecilia, preseason ranked number 8 in Class C1. 16-14 to score. St. Cecilia with a two-point advantage. Sutton with the ball here on the right sideline. Samuel Grease puts it on the floor. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Double team. Pass down on the baseline to Brady Yost. He's double team. Comes back out on the wing. Now to Cole Wiseman as they work a ball right around the three-point arc here. Reed Stone on the near sideline. Out to Brady Yost, over to Wiseman on the wing on the left side. St. Cecilia playing a man-to-man defense. Here's Austin Rath with the ball. There's a backdoor cut to Reed Stone. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and a foul is called. So Reed Stone took off there, got behind the St. Cecilia defense to try to get him the ball, and a foul is going to be called. Cesar Tino picks up his first foul. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Blue Hawks. And going to the free throw line for Sutton is going to be Reed Stone. Stone just a 25% foul shooter in the season. He's 1 out of 4. Averaging 3 points and 1 rebound per game. Stone eyes the bucket. His shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim. Falls off, no good. Sutton is a team. They're hitting only 48% from the charity stripe this year. Anything but charity for head coach Steve Sponberg. Matt Kissinger checks back into the ball game now for Hastings St. Cecilia. Going to give Phil Hamburger a quick breather here. 4:07 to play in the second quarter. 16-14 Hawks. Next shot is up there. That one is down through the hole. It wanted to bounce out of there, but got the backspin down through the hole. So Reed Stone hits 1 out of 2. 16-15 now as the Mustangs are back to within 1 point. Here's a Kevin Ryan with the ball. Loses control of it. It's picked up there by Kissinger. Kissinger gets it back out here to Ryan. Down to Cesar Tino, and a traveling violation is calling Tino. Cesar grabs the ball out here in three-point territory. He was going to try to drive the ball inside, and a traveling violation is called on Tino. Turnover number 6 on the Blue Hawks here in the ballgame. 16-15, St. Cecilia with the lead. Sutton can pull ahead here with a field goal. Wiseman gets it over there to Brady Yost. Now underneath the bucket, his shot is up and in. Reed Stone scores easily. Brady Yost, a nice pass. He gets the assist. Reed Stone gets the field goal. And the Mustangs come back to take a one-point lead over St. Cecilia, 17-16, as Sutton has scored the last 5 points in the ballgame. Here comes St. Cecilia back offensively now with 3.5 to play. Kissinger, he drives it down the left side of the lane. Traveling violation on the Blue Hawks. So St. Cecilia has been averaging only 13 turnovers per ball game this year. They have done a good job taking care of the ball, but they've got 7 turnovers already. They're in the first half with 3:25 to play in the second quarter. 17-16. Sutton with a one-point lead here in this one. Cole Wiseman comes back, and he is going to be whistled for a traveling violation. That is the third turnover on Sutton in the ball game. So St. Cecilia will get a break. They'll come back the other direction. St. Cecilia 3-0 in the season after wins over Columbus Scotus, Donovan Trumbull, and Blue Hill. Sutton is 4-0 with wins over Friend, High Plains Community, Cross County, and Wincan Christian so far this season. 17-16, Hawks down by one. St. Cecilia with the ball in their offensive zone. Cesar Tino has got it. Comes across the top to Kevin Ryan. Ryan dribbling with the ball, brings it back to Cesar. Right side of the lane, bounce pass, goes inside to Skok. He spins toward the baseline, puts it up there off of the glass, no good. Gets his own rebound, the ball knocked out of his hands, and a foul is going to be called. I think Brady Yost is going to be the guilty party here for the Sutton Mustangs as he stuck his hand in there. They're going to rule it on Reed Stone. Reed Stone picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number six called on Sutton here in the first half of play. Tim Skok to the free throw line here for Hastings St. Cecilia, and his shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark, no good. Skok, that's his first miss this year. He's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Wiseman comes out. Here comes Sponberg back in there. So Tim Skok will toe the mark here for St. Cecilia. It's a 17-16 score. Sutton has got a one-point lead. Next shot up there, it's going to be no good by Skok, and the rebound comes down to Sutton. Austin Rath grabs it, and he kind of falls down with the ball, but puts his hand down there and keeps his balance. Gets it into the hands of Lance Sponberg. Hustles into the forecourt. Now to Brady Yost over there on the wing. And the left side to Reed Stone. Picked up out there by Skok. Austin Rath now right side to a Sam Grease as he holds the ball. Back out on top to Rath with the ball. Over there to a Lance Sponberg. Sponberg now to Grease off of a screen. His three-pointer is put up there. Is no good. Long rebound. Picked up here by Kevin Ryan of St. Cecilia. Ryan runs her back the other way for the Blue Hawks with 2:20 to play. Here in the second quarter. Cesar Tino down in the corner now to Mike Hannon. Back outside to Matt Kissinger. Now Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. St. Cecilia calls a timeout. 2 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Sutton 17, Hastings St. Cecilia 16.
People around here understand the importance of caring for one another, of creating a place that's familiar, welcoming, and safe. Take good care of your family, your home, your community. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we'll take good care of you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, committed to compassionate care.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia High School basketball tonight on The Breeze. LIQ 94.5, good one so far. Sutton jumped out to a 12-8 first quarter lead. The Hawks came back to grab a 16-12 advantage, but Sutton has scored the last 5 points in the ballgame. It's been a while since St. Cecilia has put any points on the scoreboard. Now 17-16 as the Sutton Mustangs have a one-point lead. Cesar Tino trying to drive it. He's cut off nicely. Comes out to Hamburger now. Hamburger out here in three-point territory. Comes to the near sideline to Kissinger. Trying to get the ball to Skok. Now they get it down to him on the low block left side. Comes back out to Hamburger. Out in three-point territory. Dribbles to the free throw line. Puts up a shot and scores. Bill Hamburger scores it for St. Cecilia. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. The Blue Hawks go back out on top with a score of 18-17. 1:45 to play here in the second quarter. Sutton comes back with the ball. Reed Stone has got it over there. Stone picked up by Skok behind the screen. Now we got a collision and a foul is going to be called. Skok sets the screen. Well, Skok ran into the screen over there. And a foul is going to be called on Skok for running over a man over there for the Sutton Mustangs. 18-17. The Blue Hawks are leading by 1 point, but Sutton has got the ball here. Grease goes underneath the bucket. It's going to be tipped away from Sponberger. The ball goes out of bounds here on the near sideline. That's going to be Sutton ball. Cesar Tino got back there. Sponberg was open for a second. Cesar tips the ball away, and Sutton will play things in. Deep in the corner here on the near sideline. 1:24 to play in the second quarter. 18-17. Sam Grease will play things in for Sutton. Way back out near the 10-second line to Brady Yost. Picked up by Tino of Hastings St. Cecilia over to Reed Stone. Stone holds the ball, brings it back here to Brady Yost. Near sideline, Sponberg. He dribbles inside. He's cut off nicely there by Kissinger. Gets it back out. Here's a shot by Sam Grease as he drives it down the left side of the lane and hits it. Sam Grease now with 5 points in the ballgame, 19-18. Sutton is back out on top by 1 point. A minute to play here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia with the ball. Tim Skok out in three-point territory. Comes across the top to Matt Kissinger. Down to Hamburger. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's good. That's a couple of feet behind the three-point circle as he nails that one. He's now got 10 points in the ballgame. Cesar Tino has got 8. Hamburger and Tino leading the way here for St. Cecilia. 21-19. St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's a short jumper off of the right baseline. No good by Rath. Offensive rebound foul called. Rath throws up the shot from the right baseline that would not go, but another offensive rebound there for the Sutton Mustangs. And going to the free throw line is going to be Brady Yost. The foul is going to be called on Mike Hannon of St. Cecilia. That's his first. So fourth team fouls now on St. Cecilia in the first half. This will be a shooting situation as Brady Yost goes to the free throw line. He's 0-for-2 so far this season. His shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. Sutton is now just 1 out of 3 on shooting free throws here in this ball game. Here comes Cole Wiseman back into the ball game now for Sutton. He's going to replace Reed Stone. 34.4 seconds to play, second quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia 21, Sutton 19. Brady Yost to the free throw line for one more. Shot is up there. That one is good. So he hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And Sutton is back to within 1 point. 21-20 is the score. Now St. Cecilia will walk the ball up the floor, and we'll see if Kevin Asher again goes for the final shot here. It'll be Hamburger across the 10-second line as he dribbles with the ball. And that's going to be the case. St. Cecilia will go for the final shot here on this first half with a 1 point lead, 21-20. Hamburger dribbling with the ball. Now comes to the near sideline. On the dribble. Stomps out here in 3-point territory. To Stoke. Now to Hamburger. He drives it to the hole. His shot is up there. It's no good. He draws a personal foul with 6.8 seconds to play. So Hamburger feeds to Stoke on the high post just inside the free throw circle here. And then Hamburger took off to get him the ball again. And he's fouled the play. Personal is going to be whistled on Austin Ramp. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 7 on the Mustangs here in the first half. Hamburger back to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. He's got 11 points. His shot is up there, and the shot is no good. He'll have one more. Here comes Ryan back in. Simon Ostrander in for St. Cecilia. Cesar Tino and Skoke coming to the bench. 6.8 seconds to play. They're in the second quarter, 21-20. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Hamburger to the free throw line. Eyes the bucket. Lets it fly. Shot is going to be short. Ball tapped around. Recovered here by Rath of Sutton. Outlet pass goes to Sponberg. Hustles into the forecourt. His three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good. And that's the end of the first half of play. So everything we expected here tonight, a slow-down game and a tight contest here tonight. The Mustangs and the Bluehawks squaring off here in boys' high school basketball. And our score at halftime, Hastings St. Cecilia 21, the Sutton Mustangs 20. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
Harsh Nebraska winter. Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spring in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. Boys High School basketball on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. At halftime, Hastings St. Cecilia with a 1 point lead over the Sutton Mustangs. The score is 21-20. Our halftime show tonight brought to you by Allen's of Hastings, the You Get More Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. It was the Sutton Mustangs jumping out to the early lead here. This one, in fact, 9-6 in the first quarter. The Mustangs went at the end of one quarter by a score of 12-8. But St. Cecilia comes out to begin the second quarter, and they score the first 8 points of the second period to grab a 16-12 advantage over Sutton. But then the Mustangs respond with 5 points of their own, and they grab the lead by a score of 17-16, and seesaw battle for the rest of the half. And right now, St. Cecilia has got the lead over the Sutton Mustangs by a score of 21-20. Adam, rather, St. Cecilia also won in the junior varsity game earlier tonight by a score of 45-33. So we're at halftime of the boys' varsity contest here tonight. It's St. Cecilia with a one-point advantage over Sutton by the score of 21-20. We'll come back and check the scoring here in just a couple of minutes. Other action going on throughout the area tonight. The Adams Central Patriots are playing Ord in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader at the Patriots gym tonight. The girls' game just completed, and Ord knocked off Adams Central in girls' play tonight by a score of 51-47. Ord 51, Adams Central 47. That game is final. That's the girls' contest. The boys' game just now getting underway, and we'll try to keep you up to date as that game proceeds here tonight at the Patriots gym. 21-20 is our score here. Hastings St. Cecilia leading Sutton by 1 point. We'll come back and check the scoring as we continue with the Allen's Halftime Show on 1230 on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you. You get more Superstore, Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Sutton here at halftime to score 21-20. Scoring in the first half for Sutton, it's Austin Rapp leading the way so far. He's got 7 points in the ball game. He's got a couple of two-point field goals and a three-pointer for his 7 points. 5 points for Samuel Grease. He's got a three and a two. Brady Yost has got a field goal, and he is one out of two from the free throw line. Reed Stone has got 3 points. Stone has got a field goal. He is one out of two from the free throw line. And Cole Wiseman has been in the ball game. He's hit a field goal for 2 points. Other than that, nobody has scored, and that includes Lance Sponberg. So Sponberg's been shut out here by the St. Cecilia defense. In the first half of play, Sutton is just 2 out of 4 from the free throw line in the first 16 minutes of play, and officially 3 turnovers in the ballgame. Racing St. Cecilia, they've had just 3 guys score. Phil Hamburger with 11 points all in the second quarter. Hamburger has knocked down a couple of 3-pointers. He's got 2 2-point field goals, and he is 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. Cesar Tino has got 8 points all in the first quarter. Tino had a 3, and he's got a couple of two-point field goals, and he is one out of one from the free throw line. So 11 points for Hamburger, 8 points for Cesar Tino, and 2 points for Mike Hannon in the contest on a field goal. St. Cecilia, 2 out of 6 from the free throw line in the first half, and officially 7 turnovers in the basketball game. So we're at halftime, boys high school basketball tonight on the Breeze. It is St. Cecilia 21 and the Sutton Mustangs 20. We'll come back and check the shooting numbers in the first half as we continue after this.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Experience the joy, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has the most unique and festive ideas, including wreaths, seasonal bouquets, and poinsettias. Shop the Ooze and Oz level for even more gift ideas. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, halftime of our basketball game here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over the Sutton Mustangs by a score of 21-20. Shooting numbers in the first half tonight for St. Cecilia. The Hawks hitting 8 out of 17 from the field officially for 47%. St. Cecilia hit 5 out of 9 shots in the second quarter at 56% after opening up 3 out of 8 in the first quarter. So the Hawks are hitting 8 out of 17 for the ball game so far, 47%. The Sutton Mustangs, after shooting 56% in the first quarter, they hit just 3 out of 11 field goals in the second period for 27%, so Sutton is hitting at a clip of 8 out of 20 in the first half for 40%. From three-point territory, St. Cecilia has knocked down 3 out of 6. The Sutton Mustangs are 2 out of 7. St. Cecilia hitting 50% from behind the arc compared to 29% for the Sutton Mustangs. The rebounds right now in favor of Sutton, they've got 11 compared to 9. For Hastings St. Cecilia, the Hawks have got just one offensive rebound in the first half of play. Sutton has got six. Free throws, St. Cecilia again, just 2 out of 6 for 33%. Sutton is 2 out of 4 for 50%. The turnovers, St. Cecilia's got 7. The Sutton Mustangs with 3. And St. Cecilia's got 1 block shot, nothing for the Sutton Mustangs here in the first half of play. So it's 21-20. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 1-point lead over Sutton here at halftime. You're listening to the Allen's Halftime Show here on The Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hey, coming up tomorrow on our network of stations at Platte River Radio here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We'll have Nebraska basketball for you tomorrow night. The Huskers coming back from their final exams, and they will take on Alcorn State in a non-conference ball game down at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Pre-game show will be at 6 o'clock tomorrow night here on The Breeze with a tip-off at 7:05, so the Huskers and Alcorn State tomorrow. They're on The Breeze. We'll have USHL hockey on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR tomorrow night. Tri-City Storm will be on the road playing the Sioux City Musketeers. Pre-game show at 6:45 with a face-off at 7:05. And on 12:30 KHIS tomorrow, we've got Hastings College basketball. The Broncos taking on Northwestern in a big battle in the Great Plains Athletic Conference tomorrow afternoon. A women's men's basketball doubleheader. Women's game will be at 2 o'clock. The men will go at 4. Our pregame show begins at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon on 12:30 KHIS. We are at halftime here at the Chapman Gymnasium of Boys High School basketball here tonight between Sutton and Hastings St. Cecilia. Hawks have the lead by a score of 21-20. You've been listening to the Allen's Halftime Show, brought to you by Allen's of Hastings, the You Get More Superstore, located on West 2nd Street. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spring in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, St. Cecilia with just one offensive rebound so far in the ball game, and for Sutton, you've got Lance Sponberg. He has been shut out so far by the St. Cecilia defense. Both keys in the ball game here tonight. 21-20 is the score. He's seeing St. Cecilia with a one-point advantage, and Sutton will have the basketball first to begin the second half. So Sutton led 12-8 at the end of the first quarter. St. Cecilia now with a 21-20 advantage as we start half number two here tonight. Sutton will shoot to our basket to our left. They go right to work inside to Reed Wiebe, and his shot is up and in. Reed Wiebe scores there for Sutton, and that gives the Mustangs a one-point advantage. 22-21 as this seesaw battle continues. The tempo is definitely in the pace of Sutton. This is the type of game they want to play here tonight. The Hawks unable to get their running game going against the Sutton defense here tonight. Here's Cesar Tino at the free throw line. Jump pass down in the corner. Hamburger for three is shot good. Phil Hamburger nails one from deep in the left corner. He's now got 14 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia back out by two. 24-22 is the score. Hawks come back and play a tough man-to-man defense on the other end. Raff back outside to Sponberg. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Sponberg still scoreless in the ball game. Here comes Hamburger with a rebound now for St. Cecilia. Comes over here to a Matt Kissinger. Kissinger holds it in three-point territory. Cesar Tino has got it now on the wing. The Hamburger spins and goes toward the bucket. He's going to be held on the play there. Brady Yost just reaches out and grabs him, and a foul is going to be called on Yost. The first or second foul on Brady Yost. First team foul on the Mustangs here in the second half of play. St. Cecilia plays things in. Hamburger on the dribble comes back out here in the three-point territory. 24-22, Hastings St. Cecilia with a two-point lead.
Mike Cannon on the wing on the right side. Works against Sponberg. Out on top now. Kissinger's got it right at the top of the key. Over to Hamburger. Open for three. Takes a shot and hits it. Phil Hamburger nails a couple of three-pointers here in the third quarter. He's now got 17 for the ball game, and St. Cecilia has their biggest lead of the contest now at 27-22 with 6.5 minutes to play here in the third. Here's Sponberg, takes it to the elbow. He puts up a shot. That's way off of the mark, no good. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Sponberg misfires there. That was missed badly there by the leading scorer for the Sutton Mustangs, Lance Sponberg. Here's Hamburg with the ball behind the screen from Scope. Gives the ball away to Scope. Now to Kissinger. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good for the right side. And the rebound comes down to Samuel Grease. Running back the other way for the Mustangs. Grease to the near sideline to Rath. Takes it down to the baseline, and a foul is going to be called. Going to go on Hamburger. Rides him down there. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number one on the Hawks here in the second half of play. St. Cecilia now with a five-point lead over Sutton. It's 27-22, 6 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Austin Rath right at the top of the three-point circle. Out to Sponberg at the top of the key. Hamburger right in his face defensively. Here's a Brady Yost with the ball over on the wing to Samuel Grease. Out to Brady Yost. Two-handed pass comes to the near sideline to Sponberg. Pass out on top, tipped away from Grease. Samuel Grease picks it up on the near sideline, and then his pass is intercepted by Tino. Here's the Hawks back the other way. A driving layup there by Kissinger is no good. Rebound comes down to Hannon. Keeps it alive here for the Blue Hawks. Driving the baseline, that's going to be a Kissinger. Kicks it back out to Skok. His shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good, and a foul is called. Skok takes about a 12-footer from the left side of the lane. A foul is going to be called here on Wiebe. That's going to be his third. Or check that. It's going to go on Lance Sponberg. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Mustangs. 27-22, St. Cecilia with a five-point lead. Hawks have the ball. Cesar Tino down to Hamburger. Free throw line extended right side. Hamburger dribbles now. Comes out here to the top of the key as he works over here against Brady Yost of Sutton. Reverses the ball. Comes on the right wing to Skok. Lobs it down low. The ball tipped away from Kissinger. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Tipped out of his hands there by Reed Stone of Sutton. Into the ball game is going to be Simon Ostrander. Coming out will be Skok. 5 minutes and 12 seconds to play. We're in the third quarter tonight. At the Chapman Gym, 27-22 the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. Phil Hamburger with the ball. Back out on top. Simon Ostrander on the wing. Mike Cannon back out to Hamburger for three. Shot is up there. In and out. No good. That baby was halfway down, and it pops out of there. And the rebound comes down to Reed Stone of Sutton as they come back the other way. Reed Wiebe over here to Austin Rath. He tries to drive it down to baseline. His shot's going to be, or his ball's going to be tipped out of his hands. Picked up by St. Cecilia's Hamburger. His shot is up and in. Hamburger drives it to the hole and scores. He's got 19 points in the ballgame. And now Steve Sponberg wants to call a timeout as St. Cecilia has opened up a seven-point lead. St. Cecilia now leading by 7 points here, 29-22. We've got 4 minutes and 43 seconds to play in the third quarter. You're listening to High School Basketball on the Breeze.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. After the game or anytime, join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back to the Chapman Gym, and Hastings St. Cecilia 29-22 the score now. The Blue Hawks have opened up a seven-point lead over Sutton. In fact, St. Cecilia has outscored Sutton here in the third period so far, margin of 8-2. Bill Hamburger's done most of the damage here for the Blue Hawks. He's got 7 out of those 8 points. So 29-22 is the score now. In girls' play earlier tonight at the Patriots Gym, it was Adams Central losing to Ord by a score of 51-47. Boys game just now getting underway. Ord 51, Adams Central 47 in girls play earlier tonight. 29-22 here. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 7-point lead. Reed Wiebe in a lane. His shot is up and in, and he's fouled. So the pass came in from the right wing by Reed Stone as they go right to their big guy inside to Reed Wiebe, who gets the field goal to go down. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. He was fouled there by the Blue Hawks. It'll go on Hamburger. That's his second. So Reed Wiebe goes to the free throw line here for Sutton, a big 6'3" senior for the Mustangs. Again, he was the running back during the football season, rushed for 250 yards plus against St. Cecilia on the gridiron.
His free throw is up there and in, so a big three-point play there by the Mustangs. They get back into the ballgame here. 29-25 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia now by 4 points. With a four-point lead, here's a Hamburger behind the screen. We're going to have a palming violation called on Hamburger. That's turnover number 8 called on the Blue Hawks here in the ballgame. And now Sutton will come back the other direction. Inbounding the ball will be Brady Yost. We're approaching the halfway point here in the third quarter. Here's a Reed Stone with the ball. Comes over here on the wing on the left side to a Grease. Dribbles to the top of the key. Hands the ball away. Austin Rath dribbles down the lane. Now to Weeby. His short jumper is going to be up there. No good. Rebound Ostrander. And he's going to be mauled in a play. And a foul is going to be called here. The officials confer. They're going to whistle a personal foul called on Sutton. St. Cecilia will come back the other direction. The foul is going to go on Rath. That's going to be his second. Austin Rath picks up his second foul. Nobody really in any foul trouble for either team yet. Just by the four-minute mark here in the third quarter, 29-25. Hastings St. Cecilia leading by 4 points. Caesar for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rath had the rebound. He had it knocked out of his hands there by Matt Kissinger of St. Cecilia. Sutton fans just to our left. They wanted a foul. They didn't get it. Instead, Sutton will play things in. Here in backcourt, St. Cecilia will attack back here. Reed Stone has got the ball. Reed on the dribble, double team. Goes back to the opposite way to Grease. Grease drives it all the way down the lane. A collision and a blocking foul here is going to be called in St. Cecilia. As he runs over a man inside there, that was Lance Schmidt getting up for the Blue Hawks. And Schmidt picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. So Samuel Grease goes to the free throw line for Sutton. He's got 5 points in the ball game, all in the first half. 66% foul shooter in the season at 6 out of 9. His shot is up there. He misses that one. Sutton is now 2 out of 5 on free throws here tonight. Kevin Ryan comes into the ball game for St. Cecilia. Going out is going to be Matt Kissinger. 38 seconds to play here in the third. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 4-point lead over Sutton. It's 29-25. Next shot is up there. That one is good. As Grease hits 1 out of 2 from the foul line. 29-26 now. Sutton has come back to score the last 4 points after St. Cecilia had built a 7-point lead here in this one. Kevin Ryan behind a Lance Schmidt screen. Can't put up a shot. Goes to Kissinger. Now down in the corner. Here's a shot taken there. It's going to be by Caesar Tino. That's an air ball. Rebound comes down to Sutton back the other way. A jump pass underneath the hole. A shot is up there. No good by Grease. Ball saved on the baseline there by Rath. Gets it back out to Grease. Back outside to Stone. A shot for three is off of the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound, and again, Sutton grabs it. Third time could be a charm here as Reed Wiebe grabs the ball for the Mustangs. A couple of offensive boards there as Reed Wiebe has the ball tipped away. Now a foul is going to be called. A foul will go in Lance Schmidt of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his second. Non-shooting situation, so Sutton will play things in. Here on the near sideline, Tim Skok comes back into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia, replacing Lance Schmidt. 2 minutes and 54 seconds to play here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia out on top of Sutton by 3, 29-26. Reed Stone on the dribble, takes it to the right sideline, bounce pass down low to Wiebe. He's double-teamed. Wiebe now spins and a double dribble violation. Reed Wiebe double-teamed down there on the baseline just to the right of the basket. His whistle for the double dribble violation. That is 4 turnovers on Sutton here in the ballgame. They average only 8 as a team. That's their fourth one right there. 29-26 to score. 3-point lead for the Hawks. Hamburger has got it. Now to Caesar Tino. Comes across the top to Hamburger. Thinks about the three-pointer. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Skok and his final shot is up and in. Tim Skok grabs the offensive board. St. Cecilia had just one offensive rebound in the first half. They get one right there, and it culminates with a field goal underneath the hole by Tim Skok. 31-26 to score now. The Hawks with a 5-point lead. Rath with the ball, left side of the lane, stops here. Being pressured out here by Hamburger of St. Cecilia. Now to Samuel Grease behind the screen. Samuel Grease can't put up a shot. Goes over on the wing on the right side to Austin Rath. St. Cecilia in a man-to-man. 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Rath hands it away. Reed Stone. Stone goes to Yost. Now on the right wing as they work the ball around the three-point circle. Back outside to Yost. Drives the ball. The holder shot is up there. No good. Wiebe grabs the rebound. Goes back up. Shoots and misses. Rebound. Wiebe. Follow shot. Good. Reed Wiebe working hard inside. He's got 7 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia now with a 3-point lead again, 31-28. Their biggest lead tonight was 7 points at 29-22.
90 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Here's Cesar Tino. The ball tipped away. And now contact made and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here on Austin Rath. That's going to be his third. Non-shooting situation. It'll be St. Cecilia playing things in here on the near sideline. Rath is going to come out of the ball game now. It's going to be Simon Ostrander inbounding the ball here on the near sideline. Lance Sponberg is back in there. Sponberg still looking for his first points of the ball game here tonight. And we're toward the end of the third quarter. There's a Simon Ostrander with the ball. Comes over to Kevin Ryan on the wing on the left side. Ryan back out to Ostrander. There's a pass that's going to be intercepted. It's going to be intercepted. Here's Grease coming back the other way out to Sponberg. Thinks about the three. Drives the ball down to the baseline. And now a foul is going to be called. Sponberg was setting up for a three-pointer and thought otherwise. Took the ball out of the baseline, and he's fouled there by Simon Ostrander. That's the first foul on Ostrander. Team foul number five on the Blue Hawks. End of the ball game now will be Kissinger. Coming out will be Cesar Tino. 69 seconds to play in the third quarter, 31-28. Hawks with a three-point lead. Sponberg will inbound the ball way outside here to a Reed Stone. On the near sideline, right in front of the Sutton bench. He puts it on the floor, dribbles to the center of the floor. Comes back here to Brady Yost underneath the hole. There's a shot taken by Greets. It's going to be partially deflected. And the ball brought down there by St. Cecilia. Down the near sideline, they get it to Kevin Ryan. He cuts for the hole. A scoop shot up and in. Kevin Ryan scores off of the transition. 33-28. There's a ball that's going to be deflected out of bounds. And a foul is going to be called. Ball tipped away from Sponberg on the far sideline. And a foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia. It goes on Kevin Ryan. That's his second. Team foul number six on the Blue Hawks. Non-shooting foul, so it's going to be Sutton playing things in right in front of a student body section, and it's on their feet on the far sideline there for the Blue Hawks. They'll get things into Reed Stone. Stone drives it down the floor, stops in a traveling violation. Reed Stone took it down the left side of the lane, and his momentum carried him forward there as he came to a screeching halt. Five turnovers on Sutton in the ballgame. 42.6 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia with a five-point lead over Sutton. The score is 33-28. St. Cecilia has held the biggest lead in this ballgame at 7 points, but Sutton has come right back. Sutton came back in the ballgame against Lincoln Christian last Saturday and got out of there with a win. In fact, they trailed big time after the first quarter, but came back and beat Lincoln Christian 38-30 on the road on Saturday. 33-28 is the score here. The Blue Hawks have a five-point lead. And St. Cecilia again will work for the final shot here in the third quarter. Bill Hamburger out here in three-point territory being guarded by Brady Yost. Hamburger dribbling with the ball as Matt Kissinger will set a screen. Now they give the ball away to a Kissinger. Dribbles and gives it away to Kevin Ryan. Now over to Mike Hannon. Hannon takes it to the free throw line. Back out to Kevin Ryan. To the left wing, left side to Simon Ostrander. Down in the corner to Hamburger. The shot is up and in. At the buzzer, Hamburger nails one from the left corner. Hamburger with 22 points in the ball game. He scores 11 in the third quarter alone. St. Cecilia now with an eight-point lead. At the end of the third quarter, as Hamburger had a big, big quarter there for the Blue Hawks. Three quarters in the books tonight with boys high school basketball on the breeze. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 36 and the Sutton Mustangs 28.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Winning number for $75. High school basketball for you tonight on The Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Sutton being outscored there in the third quarter, 15-8. As Bill Hamburger, he had 11 points in the second quarter. He had 11 points in the third quarter. So he's got 22 for the ball game. He has scored 22 out of the 36 points. Hastings St. Cecilia and Lance Sponberg again, still with no points in the ball game here for Sutton. St. Cecilia has done a great job on him defensively here in this one. Sponberg way off of the mark with a shooting touch here tonight. So St. Cecilia now with their biggest lead of the ball game at 8 points. Hamburger again with the ball on the baseline and shot up there, no good, and he's fouling the play. posted up right side of the lane, spun toward the baseline there, and then goes for the hole, and he's fouling the play. St. Cecilia in the third quarter hit exactly 50% from the field. They were 6 out of 12. Sutton was 2 out of 10 from the field for 20%. St. Cecilia knocking down 3 out of 6 from three-point territory. Sutton was 0 out of 1. Shot from the free throw line by Hamburger is good. He's now 2 out of 4 from the stripe tonight. Sutton had 7 rebounds in the third quarter, 5 for Hastings St. Cecilia. The Blue Hawks now have a 9-point lead, 37-28. Here's the next one is good. So Phil Hamburger single-handedly here controlling the Sutton Mustangs. Hamburger now with 24 in the ballgame. And the Blue Hawks have a 10-point lead, a double-digit lead for the first time tonight at 38-28. Now we're in the fourth quarter, 30 seconds in. There's a Sponberg with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Picked up over there by Kevin Ryan. Cross-court pass comes over to Mitch Carlson. Is back into the ball game. Entry pass to get it inside to Grease. His pass deflected. Picked up by Wiseman on the far sideline. And now we got a whistle underneath the hole. And a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go here on Sutton underneath the basket. It's going to go on Reed Wiebe. That's going to be his third. So three fouls now on Reed Wiebe. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Mustangs. 38-28 is the score. A 10-point lead for Hastings St. Cecilia. And the Hawks have the ball. Here's a Simon Ostrander. Bounce pass. They get it to Hamburger down on the baseline again. Double team comes out to Ostrander. Out of Mike Cannon. Lobs it into the lane. Nobody home. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Sutton coming back the other way. There's Wiebe. Has the ball knocked out of his hands and a foul is going to be called. Going to go on Matt Kissinger of St. Cecilia. So Sutton, a good job getting back in the transition, but Kissinger picks up the personal foul for St. Cecilia. Now Wiebe goes to the free throw line for Sutton. He's got 7 points in the ball game. Wiebe just a 45% foul shooter in the season. He's 1 out of 1 so far tonight. So the Mustangs are now down by 10 points, 38-28 to score. Reed Wiebe to the free throw line here for the Mustangs. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly, shot good. Wiebe scored 4 points the other day in their win over Lincoln Christian. He's got 8 so far here in this one. Hastings St. Cecilia's lead is now 9 points at 38-29. As Reed Wiebe will have one more. Shot is up there. That one is good. And now Steve Sponberg wants to call a timeout. Sutton wants to call a timeout. Here's 6:59 to play. Here in the fourth and final quarter, we'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 38, Sutton 30.
What's your bank doing for you? Golden Club customers of Five Points Bank receive many little extras which make this account great. This premium account for those 55 and over has no minimum balance requirement, earns a competitive interest rate, includes free checks, and discounted safe deposit boxes. Golden Club members are eligible for numerous group travel opportunities. These trips are very popular and a great way to travel with people you know. Stop in and visit with a personal banker and join our growing Golden Club group, member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Boys High School basketball at the Patriots Gym at Adams Central tonight. The Patriots are out on top of Ord by a score of 20-17. In the girls' game, it was Ord beating Adams Central tonight by a score of 51-47. A boys-only contest here tonight at the Chapman Gymnasium. We're in the fourth and final quarter. 38-30 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over the undefeated and number 3-ranked Sutton Mustangs here tonight. St. Cecilia with the ball, up by 8 points. Here's a Matt Kissinger with it down the right side of the lane. He stops with his back to the basket, goes to Hamburger deep in the corner on the right side. Brings it back to Kissinger. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebounded offensively by Cesar Tino. He goes back up, shoots, and scores. Cesar Tino now with 10 points in the ballgame. And St. Cecilia again leading by 10 points. It's 40-30. Down in the corner, here's Grease. His shot for 2 is going to be good. Just inside the three-point arc there, a long-range jumper from deep in the left corner. He's now got 8 points in the ballgame. It's 40-32. So Sutton comes back with a field goal of their own. St. Cecilia back the other way now as we approach the six-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. Kissinger has got the ball. He dribbles to the top of the key. Now gives it away to Simon Ostrander. Now to Hamburger. Open for 3. Takes the shot at the top of the mark. No good. An error ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Sutton ball. So Hamburger getting a little rounds in here from the Sutton fans. Hamburger had no points in the first quarter. He had 11 in the second. He had 11 in the third. And he fires up an error ball there on a three-point attempt from the right side of the lane. 40-32 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with an 8-point lead. And now Sutton will come back with the ball here. Reed Wiebe will inbound it for the Mustangs. Reed Stone, rather Wiseman, brings the ball back here for Sutton. Goes to Sponberg. Gives it back to Sponberg off of a screen. Moves it to the free throw line. Now to Wiseman. Away from a screen there. Cross court pass goes to Grease over the far sideline. Back inside to Reed Wiebe, and his shot is up and in. Grease on the right wing over there sends it back inside to Reed Wiebe, and he gets the field goal. 40-34 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia now with a 6-point lead. Kevin Ryan with the ball on the near sideline behind the screen from Skoke, and a foul is going to be called on Tim Skoke for an illegal screen. Skoke picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. So now Sutton is inching their way back into the ball game after St. Cecilia has held a 10-point lead a couple of times here in the fourth. It's now 40-34. There's an entry pass. They get it to Grease down in the corner to Sponberg for three. Shot good. Sponberg nails a three at the 5-11 mark of the fourth quarter. And it's now a 40-37 ball game, and Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. You know, it's going to happen sooner or later. Sponberg finds his range that time from deep in the left corner. He gets into the scorebook, and now Sutton is back into the ball game as St. Cecilia's got a 3-point lead, and we've got a timeout. 5:01 to play in the fourth quarter. The score is St. Cecilia 40, Sutton 37.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map. Their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
5 minutes and 1 second to play here in regulation. 40-37 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia leading by three. Tomorrow night here in the Breeze, we'll have Nebraska basketball for you. Alcorn State and the Huskers will square off in the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. 6 o'clock for the pregame show, 7:05 for the tip-off. Here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We'll have Tri-City Storm hockey tomorrow night on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR. The Storm on the road playing against the Musketeers of Sioux City. Airtime tomorrow night, 6:45, with a face-off at 7:05 on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR. 40-37, St. Cecilia leading by three. Hamburger drives for the hole. His shot good, and he's fouled. Hamburger drives it right to the hole as he puts up a scoop shot. It goes right down through the hole, and he's fouling the play. Phil Hamburger having a great night tonight for St. Cecilia. He's got 25 points in the ballgame. The foul goes on Grease. That's going to be his second. Actually, his first foul. First foul on Samuel Grease. And it's out from the free throw line by Hamburger. It's up and in. He's now 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. 26 points for Phil Hamburger in the ballgame tonight. And the St. Cecilia lead is back up to 6 at 43-37. Here's Grease with the ball now for Sutton. Puts it on the floor. Hands it away to Wiseman. Dribbles down the lane. His scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Mike Hannon. Hannon gets it away. And now here comes St. Cecilia with the ball and a 6-point lead. 4.5 to play here in the ball game. Hamburger comes into the forecourt. Now to Kevin Ryan. St. Cecilia working against this man-to-man defense for Sutton. Cesar Tino on the left sideline. Puts it on the floor. Comes up on the wing. Comes out to a Tim Skoke now at the top of the key. Brings it back to Hamburger. Thinks about the three-pointer. Decides otherwise. Cross-court pass comes to Hannon. St. Cecilia with a 6-point lead. Hawks looking for the good shot here. Approaching the 4-minute mark. Here's Kevin Ryan angling in from the wing. He takes it all the way to the basket. The shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Wiebe of Sutton. Wiebe gets it away to Grease. Now into the forecourt to Sponberg. Lance flips it away. The Grease here at the top of the key. Grease moves it over here to the right side to Rath. That is Sponberg again. Back to Wiseman. Just to the right of the lane, there's a pass underneath to Sponberg. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. A push before the shot there. We're going to have a one-and-one situation now for Sponberg at the free throw line. The foul is going to go on St. Cecilia's Kevin Ryan. That's going to be his third. So three fouls now on Ryan. He will check out. Ostrander comes back into the ball game. Lance Sponberg goes to the free throw line. He hit a three-pointer at the 5-11 mark of the fourth quarter for his first points in the ball game. Sponberg had 17 in the ball game against Lincoln Christian last Saturday. The shot is up there, and the shot good. Sponberg, an 80% foul shooter in the season. He is now 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. The St. Cecilia lead is now down to 5 points at 43-38. 3 minutes and 46 seconds to play here in the fourth. Next shot by Sponberg is good.
the Blue Hawks have a four-point lead. St. Cecilia with the ball. Hamburger comes back here for St. Cecilia. Hands it away to Cesar Tino. Now to Simon Ostrander. Now to Hamburger again. Back out here in the three-point territory near the 10-second line. Out in his grill defensively is Samuel Grease for the Sutton defense. There's a two-handed pass over to Mike Hannon. Hannon holding the ball. We're down to 3.5 to play now here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia with a four-point lead. Cesar Tino with the ball. Cesar driving it. Takes it down to the baseline. He falls down with it. No traveling violation. Hamburger has got it now. Cesar gets the ball away. Back outside the ring to Simon Ostrander. Down to Scope. Dribbles in time to free throw circle. We're down to 3 minutes to play. There's a bounce pass down. Roner shot is up and in. Scope sends it down to Hannon, who got loose on the baseline and scores easily. No one around as they break down the Sutton defense. And now we got a whistle here. And we have a personal foul called on St. Cecilia coming back the other direction. It's going to go on Ostrander. Going to the free throw line is going to be Lance Sponberg. 2 minutes and 56 seconds to play. Here in the ball game, it's 45-39. Hastings St. Cecilia with a six-point lead. Mustangs to the free throw line here by Lance Sponberg, who's now got 5 points in the ball game. This is a two-shot foul. It's going to be up there and in. St. Cecilia is over the 10-foul limit now here in the second half. End of the ball game is going to be Mitch Carlson for Sutton, and going out will be Cole Wiseman. 45-40, Hawks with a five-point lead. Here comes the next shot by Sponberg. It is up there. The shot rims off. It is no good. And the rebound comes down to Mike Hannon of St. Cecilia. So it's 45-40, 2:50 to play. Here in the ball game from the Chapman Gym. Here's a Hamburger with the ball. Hands it away to Simon Ostrander. Simon gives it back into the hands of Hamburger. Just holds on to the ball. Grease out there now defensively. Hands it away now to Ostrander here on the near sideline. Ostrander puts it on the floor. Dribbles back to the center of the floor and gives it away to a Mike Hannon. 2.5 to play. Hannon, that is Cesar Tino. They're just playing catch with it out here in 3 points territory. There's a foul as Hamburger took off with a hole again. And Hamburger is going to go to the free throw line for a 1-1. The foul is going to go on Samuel Grease of Sutton. That's going to be his second. So Hamburger back to the free throw line. Boy, he's done everything here tonight as Hamburger has got 26 points in the ball game now for Hastings St. Cecilia. He's 4 out of 6 from the line. This will be a 1-1 situation. His shot is up there. It's good. Hamburger now with 27. So he scored 27 out of the 46 points. Cesar Tino scored 8 points. All the St. Cecilia points in the first quarter here tonight. Next shot is up there by Hamburger. It's up there as good, so he nails a couple of free throws. 28 now the ball game for Hamburger. It is 47-40. The Hawks back out to a 7-point lead. Their biggest lead of the ball game has been 10. Brady Yost with the ball. On the dribble, takes it down to the baseline. Gets it out to Sponberg on the wing. Comes across the top to Reed Wiebe. Wiebe now to Austin Rath. Rath takes it inside the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the right side. No good. Hannon grabs the rebound for St. Cecilia. Hannon gets the ball away. Now to Hamburger. And now with 2 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter, St. Cecilia not going to be in any hurry here to get a shot away as Hamburger walks the ball off the floor. Comes to Cesar Tino on the right sideline. To Hamburger going for the hole. His shot is good and he's fouled. Hamburger scores again for Hastings St. Cecilia. He's now got 30 in the ball game. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Reed Wiebe of Sutton. That's going to be his fourth. And now they had some problems with the clock, I think, down here. We're down to 1:36 to play. Now the official is going to put some more time back on the clock. So Hamburger now with 30 points in the ball game here for Hastings St. Cecilia. And they're going to maybe put some more time on the clock here. The Sutton fans are watching the clock there. They said about 15 seconds when rolling off the clock after Hamburger got the field goal to go down. So they get that all set up here. They're going to put 1:45 back on the clock here. Nevertheless, Phil Hamburger goes back to the free throw line. Hamburger's been averaging 13 points per ball game on the season, and boy, he's put 30 on the board here tonight. Great performance there by Phil Hamburger of Hastings St. Cecilia, and he'll have another shot from the free throw line right here. He's 6 out of 8 from the line tonight. Shot is up there. The shot is good. 50-40. So again, the Hawks match their biggest lead of the ball game. Sutton comes back with the ball. Here's Grease. Back out to Sponberg from the corner. His shot's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Hamburger. He's knocked down on the play again, and the foul is going to be called.
So Phil Hamburg again will walk to the free throw line. It was the Sutton ball game during the football season. That's when Hamburger got hurt late in the season, late in the ball game there. So maybe Phil is rubbing something in their face right here as he has went off tonight for 31 points in the ball game, and Hamburger will go to the free throw line. 1:33 to play. I think there was some kind of confusion about who was fouled, but it is Hamburger. And he's going to step to the line here for two shots. This will be his 10th and 11th free throw tonight. He misses this one. So the score remains 50-40. Sutton had cut the lead down to 3 points back there at the 5-11 mark when Sponberg hit that three-pointer. But since then, it's been all A.C. St. Cecilia, and Hamburger misses this one. 90 seconds to play. It's 50-40. Hawks have a 10-point lead. Samuel Grease has got it deep in the corner, puts it on the floor. Comes out here on the wing on the right side, hands it away to Sponberg. His passing will be deflected. It's picked up by Hamburger. Running back the other way. Hamburger goes to Cesartino. Driving layup, good. Hamburger gets the assist. Cesartino gets the field goal. He's got 12 points, and the Hawks now lead by a dozen. It is 52-40. A couple of undefeated teams here tonight, and St. Cecilia is going to get out of here with a win. Samuel Grease has got it right side of the lane. Comes out to Austin Rath. He drives the ball all the way to the basket. His scoop shot is up and in. Austin Rath scores. And now it's going to be Sutton calling a timeout. 55.9 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. St. Cecilia with a 10-point lead. It's the Hawks 52, the Mustangs 42.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball for you tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Sutton had the lead after the first quarter, 12-8. Hawks led at halftime, 21-20. St. Cecilia then outscoring Sutton in the third quarter, 15-8. And right now, the Hawks leading by 10 points. It's 52-42 with 55.9 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, Hamburger will inbound the ball here for St. Cecilia. He goes over to Cesartino. Tino's pass in the center of the floor is going to be intercepted by Grease. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. So the Sutton Mustangs, they had a turnover out for their pressure here in backcourt. Cesartino threw it right into the hands of Grease, but Sutton could not convert. And St. Cecilia now with the ball back with 48.6 seconds to play here in the fourth. Hamburger goes to Hannon. And the center of the floor now to the far sideline is Cesartino, and he's going to be fouling the play. And Caesar will go to the free throw line. Both teams over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. So some free throws coming up here. Cesartino in the ball game has got 12 points. Eight of those were in the first quarter as he had the hot hand early for St. Cecilia. Cesartino to the free throw line. The personal foul is on Sponberg. That's going to be his second. So Cesartino will go to the free throw line. As he eyes the bucket, his shot is going to be up there, and the shot is around the rim and down. So Caesar is now 2 out of 2 for the stripe here tonight. Next ball game for Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be on Monday night. They'll play a makeup game with Bishop Newman up in Wahoo. Here comes the next shot by Cesartino. It's up there and in. He's now got 14. Sutton Mustangs back in the action tomorrow night as they play host to Wood River. Here's Lance Sponberg with a long three-pointer. His shot is up and in. Sponberg nails his second three of the ball game. He's now got 9 points here in the second half. And again, head coach Steve Sponberg wants to call a timeout now. 33.3 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 54 and the Sutton Mustangs 45.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
KLIQ Hastings, The Breeze. The Breeze, 94.5.
So St. Cecilia with the lead, 33.3 seconds to play. Boys High School basketball action here tonight, 54-45. In the last check, Adams Central leading Ord in boys play, 20-17. That was at the end of the first quarter. In the girls game earlier tonight, Ord over Adams Central by a score of 51-47. So 54-45, St. Cecilia is still with a 9-point lead, just a three-possession ball game here. And the Hawks will inbound here in backcourt. Just joining us, Phil Hamburger has got 31 points for Hastings St. Cecilia here in the ball game. Hamburger has got the ball in backcourt, and he's going to be fouled into play. As St. Cecilia was facing some pressure back here, he's reach out and grab Hamburger, and he's going to calmly walk to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. The foul goes on Cole Wiseman. That's going to be his first. So Hamburger back to the free throw line. He missed a couple of free throws just a few seconds ago. He is 7 out of 11 from the free throw line tonight. He'll have two more shots here. Sutton over the 10-foul limit in the second half. His first one is up and in. 55-45 now. The Hawks stretch their lead to 10. Here comes Reed Wiebe back into the ball game now for Sutton. As Hamburger will have one more. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. That one is down through the hole. It is good. Here comes Simon Ostrander into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia, replacing Mike Hannon. So the Hawks now with a 12-point lead, actually an 11-point lead it should be, 56-45. 30 seconds to play as Sponberg comes into the forecourt to Reed Wiebe. Left side of the lane, Samuel Grease has got it. Diagonal pass down in the corner to Rath, a shot for three, air ball. Rebound comes down here to St. Cecilia, and a foul is going to be called in backcourt. Kevin Ryan got the rebound, and he's immediately fouled into play here by the Mustangs with 15.9 seconds to play. Austin Rapp picks up his fourth personal foul. So it's going to be St. Cecilia shooting some free throws at the other end. It's going to be Kevin Ryan going to the line. Ryan has got a field goal and 2 points so far tonight. He is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line on the season. As Kevin Ryan will have a shot here. It's up there, and it's going to be off of the mark. No good. End of the ball game for St. Cecilia is going to be, let's see, Joel Groffel is going to check in there now for the Blue Hawks. Alex Sheehy will also check in there for St. Cecilia. 56-45, the Hawks have the lead by 11. Next shot is up there, it's good. Ryan hits the free throw. It's now 57-45. Down to 11 seconds to play. Sutton has got the ball in a traveling violation. Grease out here in three-point territory. Whistle for the traveling violation. That's the seventh turnover on Sutton in the ball game. And now Kevin Asher is going to get some more folks into the ball game. Cannon Howell is going to check in. Also checking in is going to be Jamison Esch. Carlson returns here for Sutton. Also Reed Stone going to return for the Mustangs. 9.2 seconds to play here in quarter number four. 57-45. St. Cecilia going to win it. They'll extend their winning streak to 4 games. The winning streak over at the beginning of the season for Sutton. They're going to drop to 4-1 after this one. Joe Groffel gets the inbounds pass as he comes over here to the near sideline to Jamison Ash as he sends it down the near sideline off with the fingertips of Chris Hartford out of bounds. So a turnover on St. Cecilia. That's 10 in the ball game now for the Hawks. We're down to 1.8 seconds to play. Austin Rath will inbound the ball. They get it to Sponberg. His shot from just across the midcourt stripe is going to be no good. And that is the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia going to win it here tonight by a dozen. So St. Cecilia wins it by a score of 57-45. The Hawks will improve to 4 wins and no losses on the season. St. Cecilia get ready for Bishop Newman coming up in a makeup game on Monday up in Wahoo. The Mustangs of Sutton will drop to 4 wins and 1 loss. Sutton returns home tomorrow with a ball game against the Eagles out of Wood River. So this one in the books tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it over the Sutton Mustangs by the score of 57-45. We'll come back with a recap right after this.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
Protein Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. Whether it's athletic or corporate, we can give you a great selection, get the job done on time, and at a competitive price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So high school basketball action for you here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it over Sutton by the score of 57-45. It was Sutton who jumped out to the early lead here in this ball game tonight. In fact, the Mustangs led 12-8 after the first quarter. Cesar Tino scored all 8 points in the first period for St. Cecilia. The Hawks then came out in quarter number two and scored the first 8 points of the period to grab a 16-12 advantage. Sutton came right back to score five straight of their own. It was 17-16 with a couple of minutes to play in the first half. Lead changed hands a couple of times in the final couple of minutes of the first half, and at halftime, St. Cecilia had a one-point lead over Sutton, 21-20. St. Cecilia then coming out in the second quarter, actually the second half of play, and outscores Sutton by a margin of 8-2 to take control of the ball game at 29-22. Hawks led at the end of three, 36-28. Stretched that lead to 10 points a couple of times in the fourth quarter. Sutton cut the lead down to 3 points at the 5-11 mark, and that three-pointer by Lance Sponberg at 40-37. But that's as close as Sutton got in the second half. St. Cecilia goes on to win by the score of 57-45 over the Sutton Mustangs tonight. Sutton is now 4-1 on the season. Hastings St. Cecilia improves to 4-0. We'll come back and check the scoring as we continue in the postgame show here tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over Sutton. Final score of 57-45 as we check the scoring in the ballgame here tonight for the Blue Hawks. All Phil Hamburger tonight. 33 points for Hamburger. He was shut out in the first quarter. Hamburger scores 11 points in the second quarter, 11 more in the third, and he scored 9 in the fourth quarter. Hamburger with 33 in the ballgame tonight. He was 9 out of 13 from the free throw line. Cesar Tino scores 14 points. He had 8 in the first quarter alone. Ends up with 14 for the ball game. Mike Hannon had 4 points. Kevin Ryan had 3. Tim Skolk had 2. That is it for the Blue Hawks scoring-wise. They were 13 out of 18 from the free throw line. The Sutton Mustangs, they were led by Reed Wiebe tonight as he scores 11. Lance Sponberg ends up with 9 points. He did not score until the 5-minute mark, the 5-11 mark of the fourth quarter, but he ends up with 9, a couple of three-pointers, and he was 4 out of 4 from the free-throw line. Austin Rath also had 9 points. Samuel Grease had 8 in the ball game tonight. The other scorers for the Mustangs, Reed Stone had 3, Brady Yost had 3 points, and Cole Wiseman had 2. Sutton was 9 out of 13 from the free-throw line there tonight. So St. Cecilia wins it by a score of 57-45. We'll take one more break. You're listening to high school basketball on the Breeze.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back here at the Chapman Gymnasium, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over the Sutton Mustangs by a score of 57-45. As St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher joins us on the post game. And, Coach, congratulations on the win. Took control of the ball game, and really Sutton made two or three runs at you, but you guys were pretty much under control tonight.
Yeah, I was really pleased with our kids' effort. They did a great job defensively. That's as tough an offense as you're going to see all year long as far as discipline and the things you have to do in it. And, you know, for most of the night, I thought we did a great job of communicating. And, you know, anytime you break down, they'll make you pay, and they sure did.
Lance Sponberg ends up with 9 points. He did not score until the 5-11 mark of the fourth quarter on that three-pointer. Talk about the defense on him.
Well, you know, he missed a couple early, but, you know, anytime you have that quality of a player, we just had to limit some of the things he can do. And I told our little rats, Simon Ostrander and Kevin Ryan, I said, you're coming into the game, and I said, your job is to defend him from end to end and do a great job and just not let him get as many looks. And hopefully you just, you know, that's hard on a kid when we're running one or two, three possibly different defenders at him the whole game, you know. And he was a little off, but maybe something, you know, that defensive effort had something to do with it.
You talked about our bench in the pregame show. Was that the difference tonight?
Yeah, that and Phil Hamburger, you know. You just you can't overlook that. But definitely, you're right, Mike. You know, when we can go nine deep, and I don't think we dropped off intensity defensive-wise or anything like that, and, you know, big contributions from the bench. So, you know, I was very pleased with all nine kids that were in the rotation.
Talk about Hamburger. He was shut out in the first quarter, comes back with 11 points in the second quarter. He had 11 in the third quarter, and then finished things off with 9 points in the fourth. Ends up with 33 points in the ballgame tonight.
Well, I knew very first practice of the year that he was going to be a different player. I knew a little bit of that this summer just watching him and when we went to camp. But I knew with his leadership skills there were going to be games like this where he was going to take some of it on his back and say, okay, I can score in, I can score out, you know, and a lot of different ways. And a great kid, you know, a lot of compliments to him. And, you know, our guys found him. I told our guys, I said, you got a hot hand right there. I said, Caesar was hot early. And then when Phil got going, I said, you know, we're going to go to the post a couple times, and then we're going to step him out and just give him different looks. So kids really responded. They're unselfish, and meant a lot to see Phil go off like that.
Yes. Caesar came up with 8 points in the first quarter. He did all your scoring there in the opening period tonight.
Yeah, you know, and that's great to see because we talked about a couple things we could maybe do offensively if they played the high side on the baseline, and we got the baseline early for him. You know, Caesar didn't have a very good game at all at Blue Hill, and he was very disappointed in that. And he practices as hard as anybody we've got. You know, if I didn't kick him out of the gym, he'd still be here, and he'll probably want to shoot yet tonight. But that's the way he works at it. So whenever you got that type of player, you know, he's going to rise every time he comes out.
Talk about when Hamburger was not getting the ball, you guys got the ball down on the block, got the ball to the basket pretty easily, I thought, tonight.
Well, you know, we've really emphasized that since the first three games. You know, I still believe, even though we're not very big, we got to post our guards. We got to look for an advantage here or there on the floor. And we talked about it all summer. We said we're not going to win games from the three-point line unless we can get the ball inside and get to the foul line. And I think with our quickness, and, you know, a lot of people don't post a lot of guards, but if I've learned anything this summer is you got to start doing that when you don't have size. And, you know, the kids have done a great job of getting on the block and wanting the ball.
Yeah, ended up out rebounding Sutton tonight 21-20, but they had a 10-4 advantage on the offensive glass. Yeah, just one offensive rebound in the first half.
Yeah, and I thought the first half, you know, they were shooting long, and the rebounds are going to go long. Our kids did a fairly good job of checking out. I got to watch the film, but every tipped loose ball we didn't get to, and I emphasized that at half. I said, even though we're getting good position, you've got to go get the basketball. And I thought we did a better job in the second half of limiting their opportunities and just limiting second shots, because they do shoot the ball so well, you can't give them second chance opportunities.
Obviously, a big time opponent here tonight in Sutton, an undefeated team that's going to do very well here this year. Talk about what this win does for your confidence here.
Well, confidence and momentum are something that, you know, you just got to keep on plugging away at, and anytime you play a solid ball club like this, you know, you've got to take advantage of your home floor. You got to take advantage of all the opportunities. We only have 6 home games, so you definitely want to take advantage of that. And the fact that, you know, our seniors, you know, said something in the locker room, you know, we haven't lost in 4 years to them, and they probably were saying the same thing. We haven't got them. We better get them, you know. So that means a lot to a senior to go out on that note. And with all respect to Sutton, I mean, beating a Sutton basketball team is just an accomplishment in itself.
Newman coming up Monday. Then you go to Sandy Creek next week before the Christmas break. So, yeah, things don't get any easier. You can savor this one, but you got 2 quality opponents again next week.
Well, yeah, and we got Omaha Scott tomorrow night, Mike. And that 2.5-hour bus ride will feel a lot better just knowing the fact that we've got a little bit of momentum and confidence like you just talked about. You know, you got to have those things on your side. And our kids will come out fighting. You know, we've got them 2 times in a row, and I know that they're not happy about that. So, you know, it'll be a great ball game. They really play a fast-paced game. I mean, if there's any defense played tomorrow night, it'll be a total difference than tonight. But they really do. They press and they run and they shoot fast. And so we're going to have to do a great job in all areas being on the road.
Is that tough to change gears? You go from this pace down here. We're playing in low gear tonight. Tomorrow we got to be getting overdrive, don't we?
Yeah, and I think the thing with this is both teams like to run a little bit, but the fact is we don't give up any conversion either way. So then you're stuck playing 5-on-5, and everybody knows that your percentages go way down. And our kids took care of the ball, and Sutton is as good as there is at you know, their discipline and their half court. So, you know, we just got to. You know, you're right. You got to switch gears a little bit. Hopefully, you know, jump on them early and take the home team crowd out of it.
All right. Have a safe ride back from Omaha.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mike. Right. Thanks for all your coverage.
Yep. That's Kevin Asher, the head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. You got the final numbers into the ball game here tonight. St. Cecilia hit 19 out of 37 from the field tonight for 51%. Sutton was 15 out of 42 for 38%. St. Cecilia knocking down 46% of their 3-pointers tonight. They were 6 out of 13. Sutton was 4 out of 13 tonight for 31%. Rebounds, we mentioned St. Cecilia holding a 21-20 advantage on the boards tonight, but St. Cecilia getting out-rebounded by Sutton on the offensive end, 10-4. The Hawks ended up with 13 turnovers in the ball game tonight compared to 9 for Sutton. The Hawks came up with 2 steals. Sutton had 4 steals in the ball game tonight. Free throws, St. Cecilia was 13 out of 20 from the free throw line officially for 65%. Sutton was 9 out of 13 for 69%. St. Cecilia had 1 block shot in the ball game tonight. Sutton had no block shots here in the contest. But the real story here tonight, number one, the defense that St. Cecilia put on Lance Sponberg, who did not score until the 5-minute and 11-second mark of the fourth quarter with a 3-pointer. Sponberg ends up with 9 points in the ball game. They also shut down another guy that's been averaging in double figures, Austin Rath. He had 9 points. The third guy who was averaging in double figures for Sutton was Samuel Grease. He was averaging 11. He came up with only 8 points in the ball game tonight. And a big story offensively for the Blue Hawks is Phil Hamburger. 33 points here in the contest tonight. Nothing in the first quarter, 11 in the second, 11 in the third, and then 9 in the fourth quarter of play as St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over the Sutton Mustangs by a score of 57-45. So that'll wrap things up for us from the Chapman Gymnasium tonight. For my producer and engineer, Brad Beam, back to the radio station. For Gene Shaw, my statistician here tonight on site, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.